We have a three-part program for you today. Welcome to the full story on WSHU and online at WSHU.org, and now available as a podcast on iTunes and Google. Coming up a bit later, we'll get tips on how to deal with holiday stress. Also, how close is Connecticut to getting legal recreational marijuana? But to start our program today, we wanted to check in with Bishop Lawrence Provenzano. Bishop Provenzano is Bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Long Island. The diocese has 132 congregations stretching from Brooklyn all the way out to the Forks. Bishop Provenzano, welcome back to the full story.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back.
You recently went down to the U.S.-Mexico border to give a helping hand to those who were part of what has been labeled the migrant caravan. You're back now. How did it go?
It went very well. It went as well as could be expected given the circumstances. A great deal of learning on the part of our small team that was down there. But actually, more importantly, I come back now to the diocese prepared for helping with the next steps of preparing for receiving some of the people who will come across the border, make their way to the greater New York area, and provide them with the assistance that will complete their journey to receiving asylum.
If I could step back just a little bit, how many did you travel with to when you went there?
Actually, it was myself and the priest who is the canon for community justice ministry in our diocese, the Reverend Marie Tatro. The reason for only two of us going was that we got late word that unless people could make a full two-week commitment to coming down to helping out, that having more people arrive to do the kind of work we were going to do would be more a burden on the system than anything else. And so the two of us traveled to San Diego and then crossed the border into Tijuana in order to establish relationships on both sides of the border. What we discovered was that there is a complete ecumenical interfaith operation between Jewish family services, Catholic charities, the Anglican Church in Western Mexico, and the Episcopal Church in the United States in the Diocese of San Diego, and now reaching all the way to the Diocese of Long Island. I can give you some specifics about those interactions, but
please do.
That was kind of the networking that happened. So what we discovered is that there is a pretty sophisticated, although chaotic, system that has been created to provide shelter to people at the border on the Mexico side. That is part of this coalition of interfaith workers, in order to provide those who have traveled with some housing, food, clothing, and to help prepare them for reaching the border crossing where they're going to be interviewed, where they're going to receive an ankle bracelet that will monitor their whereabouts as they cross the border. And then on the U.S. side, to receive shelter again, food, and some help with transportation as they seek to travel, mostly by bus, to the places that they have designated as their connection in the United States. As people are coming across the border, what they have to provide is the name and address of a contact who is going to be their sponsor in the asylum process as they come into the United States. And so being able to treat these people with dignity and respect, provide them with housing, became an important part, particularly in the greater San Diego area. Because what ICE has been doing is once they process the asylum seekers coming across the border, they bring them to bus stations and leave them at bus stations or train stations in the greater San Diego area without any food, without any clothing, without any shelter, without any money. And so although they are legally providing them with access to the United States and letting them know what is next for them. There is no support for them at all. Generally, what is happening is people are getting on buses. They're going to the place where they have designated their connection in the United States, and then given a 2 or 3 week period to report to the place where they will where they'll face a judge for their asylum hearing.
How many people are we talking about?
Anywhere between 30 to 100 each day. Just at that one crossing coming from Tijuana into the United States, into San Diego.
I don't mean...
And I'm sure something similar to that is happening in other parts where there are border crossings, where people are crossing legally seeking asylum.
I don't mean for this to sound disrespectful, but just a few weeks ago, we were hearing that this was an invasion, the troops had to be sent there, and all of a sudden, it's out of the headlines. Are we still in danger of being invaded?
There is no invasion. This is to speak to the border, our border people, our Customs Service, and ICE. The border control people will tell you that although this was a greater number of people all at once, that they were very capable of handling the influx that was coming forward from through Tijuana, particularly, like they have always. To be quite frank, the quote-unquote invasion, the fear of who would be coming across the border was more than exaggerated by the administration to create a make-believe crisis that I suspect had some influence on the polls in November. There is no invasion. Mostly what we have at the border crossings are women and children. The group of men that I was able to spend some time with both in Tijuana and in San Diego are all men who are coming forward with their families to protect them. The one story I will share with you is a man who was in his home country, was shot in the doorway of his house. They blew his kneecap off for trying to prevent gang members from recruiting his both male and female teenage children. The person who shot him was a member of the police force in their local community. And so he made the decision that there was no protection for he and his family, and they made the decision to join this movement to come forward toward our border. When I interviewed him in Tijuana, he was still on crutches, healing from the gunshot wound, not being able to access full use of his knee, and contrary to the rhetoric that we're hearing that some of these people are coming across that are going to take advantage of our medical system, he was treated during the time of his departure from his home country very well and was healing well, but knew that he had to get himself and his family moving north toward the border because their lives were in danger.
Bishop, we have about
not an invasion.
We have about 2.5 minutes left. In your estimation, how long do you think it will be before the situation is finally resolved there? And how many of those who are attempting to come into the United States will be coming to this area?
I'm not sure about the numbers coming to this area. I suspect a great number of asylum seekers will come to the greater New York area because there are lots of family members here, and also that there is enough infrastructure here with the new sanctuary movement, with safe passage attorneys, people who are willing to help. This is a likely place for people to come. They're not coming illegally. They are, you know, if the process keeps the way it's going and the administration doesn't shut down the border, it shouldn't take more than another 10 or 20 days for everyone who's come forward to be processed legally. In a sense, what has happened down there is the very thing that I had hoped and envisioned, of that this would be the new Ellis Island, and that people would be processed fairly and treated fairly. Unfortunately, as we heard yesterday, a young 7-year-old girl on the Texas side of the border died of dehydration. That's a very unfortunate situation. Apparently, there were people that crossed the border illegally. And I hope that as our processes work more efficiently, people will be dissuaded from trying to cross the border illegally and to do it the legal way. Because from the perspective that I can bring to this, they are being treated fairly, as humanely as possible. It would be helpful if the administration would stay out of the way and cease trying to politicize this and scaring people. In order for these people to be treated humanely and to come to the United States legally.
Bishop Lawrence Provenzano is the Bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Long Island. Bishop, thank you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. And thank you for your time.
Well, and thank you. And thank you for your continued interest in this very important issue in our nation. God bless. Have a great holiday season.